It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We're here with Ken McCusick, FilmStudyBaltimore.com. Ken, good morning to you. How are you?
Hey, Rob. How's it going?
I'm doing well. Now, the Ravens, big win, 1-point win over the Cincinnati Bengals. Lou Anarumo, who is the DC for the Cincinnati Bengals, looked like he had some dilemmas last week on Thursday night. What did the Ravens do to give him those dilemmas?
Yeah, both teams had some good change of game plan, but the Ravens' big one was they lined up in these 2x2 formations with two receivers outside the numbers on both sides, which you almost never see. But what that forced to do was a light box that the Bengals played with, and they had to give the Ravens some plays where they were able to run the ball effectively against either 5 or 6 in the box, and it's a big disadvantage. Looking forward to Pittsburgh this week. That's the kind of thing you get Patrick Queen a one-on-one with Derrick Henry face to face. I think that'd be good for the Ravens.
I think it's going to be better with him and Pat Ricard. I think Ricard threatened to pancake him as soon as he went to Pittsburgh. Do you think? I think you. I'm assuming you saw the frustration on the Bengals' face when they couldn't. It's like one of those, come on! Like they just whatever we do, like we still can't deal with these guys. Pittsburgh's a different team. And they seem to always have a good defense. This game is all about matchups. What makes this different versus facing the Bengals?
So I'd say the edge rushers, for starters, are at a higher level. So
much higher.
You start off with Miles Murphy, who's not bad for the Bengals facing Rosengarten. You move up to T.J. Watt. Now, the Steelers did have a serious injury at the end of their game this last week with Highsmith going out. So they've got Preston Smith, unfortunately, that they acquired near the trade deadline. So, bummer.
Hey, I want to ask you, how different, in your opinion, did the offense look with Likely being out? Was there anything that you saw in particular that they were doing, whether you liked it or didn't like it?
Yeah, they're much lighter without Likely there, so they have three players that they have to rotate snaps to instead of four at that tight end position, and they're one of the heaviest teams. Well, they still are the heaviest team in the NFL, even though they've greatly reduced the number of tight ends, fullbacks, and 6 offensive linemen. They have one per play. At 1.63 this last week, they were still very high for NFL standards, but very low for the Ravens.
Ken McCusick joins us from FilmStudyBaltimore.com. Ken, why was Flowers' A-dot so low on Thursday night?
A lot of passes behind the line of scrimmage, try and get some screen passes going. And they've got other guys who can do that job now. So Keaton Mitchell is back. Hopefully he'll take over some of that. And Deontay Johnson, that should be a big part of what he's doing too, is trying to be escapable on some wide receiver screens and whatnot. But Flowers is very good at it, and it's just a shame because Flowers is a near perfect passer rating throwing to him between 10 and 19 yards, and they're not really taking advantage of that the way they should.
And we've been hiding Tylan Wallace's light under a barrel, or was this just an anomaly? Oh,
it's very cool that the Ravens have a talent like that hidden. And hopefully he's a survivor in this league. I think, he's the kind of guy the Ravens would love to keep around on a series of 2-year contracts if somebody else doesn't say, hey, wait a minute, how about that guy with 30 yards of catch that the Ravens have?
Hey, Ken, with the injury to Kyle Hamilton, how much does that hurt them going into the Steelers game if he doesn't play? Do you think there is a viable option to replace him, or is it going to take many people?
I mean, there's no replacement for Kyle Hamilton, so they've got to put somebody else in that same general space to do what in theory is his job. But Kyle Hamilton's the best tackler on the team, other than maybe Roquan, and he flies all over the place making plays. It's there's nobody to take away the strong side of the field like him. So they're very short on players, and I think some of the changes that have been talked about or rumored about coming up this week have to revolve around how they replace him.
Ken, I mean, you're watching this film, and Cincinnati Bengals and Baltimore Ravens have played in some explosive games, close games this year. What does Cincinnati do to bring that out of the Baltimore Ravens, the absolute best and the absolute worst?
Yeah, I mean, they definitely force them into a situation where they have to score all the way through a game. They can't ever take their foot off the gas against the Cincinnati Bengals. Also, these teams know each other very well, and yet they're still trying to scheme differently for each other. So the first game, for example, the Bengals used 15 simulated pressures. And I define that as when two or more players drop off the line of scrimmage. This last game, they used zero. So it's obviously frustrating the Bengals that they haven't really found the magic formula, the magic bullet to stop Lamar. But boy, it's you see both these teams trying like hell to figure out what will beat the other.
Pass rush was good. The pass rush has been good despite the fact we don't have a pass rusher really. How would we match up with the Steelers offensive line?
Yeah, I think reasonably well. Travis Jones is really the key to the pass rush, and he came back. They've had three straight weeks out where their pass rush had been down extremely, about a 50% ample time and space rate. That means they're giving away a 3-second pocket and the ability to step into a throw. Last week he was back. They're back down to 29%, which is about what they've been in the other games, the first six games of the year. So he's really the key to the entire pass rush. If he's there, then your edge rushers look better. Matabike, who's his running mate, they're almost always on the field together, is a lot better with Travis Jones there. And, you know, other things you can do. Basically, there's a man already, one more man already accounted for blocking Travis Jones. So he's the key.
I want to get your thoughts on Deontay Johnson. I mean, he had a cryptic tweet that he put out that had everybody saying, oh, is he upset at the team? I don't know what the hell it meant. But do you think we didn't see him as much because it's just still too soon, picking up the playbook and all those things? And they have other options, too.
Yeah, column B I'll take, because I think it's really a case of Flowers and Bateman are too good to be replaced. And so Deontay Johnson, if anything, he's going to help their 11 personnel package, which the Ravens just don't use all that often. Remember, I said they talked about the number of tight ends and whatnot they put on the field. When they put two tight ends on the field, there's no room for Deontay Johnson. If you want Flowers and Bateman on that, I don't know why you wouldn't over him.
The only other thing I could see is some version of a five wide with the two tight ends and Lamar being almost like what the Bills do from time to time, where Lamar is essentially the running back, but then you're taking Derrick Henry off the field.
Yep,
like,
exactly.
So pick your poison.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Ken McCusick from FilmStudyBaltimore.com is in studio. Ken, the Baltimore Ravens take on the Pittsburgh Steelers and was one of the better rivalries in all of the National Football League. The AFC North right now, Pittsburgh 7-2 after a win on Sunday. Great play by Russell Wilson. Great throw to Mike Williams towards the end of that game. Ravens are 7-3, just a half game back of the Pittsburgh Steelers. So why it would be almost nearly possible for the Ravens to win a division with a loss on Sunday?
Yeah, it becomes much more difficult. They probably have to outright the Steelers if they only split the division, being beaten by a game in total. Tiebreakers don't work out for them really at all in terms of the common games tiebreaker, which I think the best they can do is tie. The conference tiebreaker comes after that, and the Ravens already have a bunch of wins against the NFC, so that's bad for winning for your in-conference record if you end up in a tie. So they really need to either win two games against the Steelers or win one and have it come back to division games, which is a much tougher road that they'll have to have them lose some games to the Bengals and Browns.
Just the Steelers do have a tough schedule down the stretch.
Yeah, one of the tougher ones.
They play a lot of good teams, including what the Chiefs,
yep.
Bills, I think. They have a handful of them.
They have the Ravens. They have the Eagles. They have the Chiefs. They have the Ravens twice, the Eagles and the Chiefs.
Okay. And then the Browns twice, too, I think, in there.
We're talking about the tough part.
it's a rivalry game.
They have the Bengals twice as well.
Yeah.
This is their first divisional game.
Yep.
Crazy.
Yeah.
We're just talking about Kyle Hamilton being, I think Kyle's one of the best, maybe the best tackler on the team. I think Roquan's taken a little bit of a step back. Now, you got Najee Harris, he's was second in the league. With the forced tackles,
mm-hmm.
broken tackles, MTFs, yep. Sort of, broken tackles, essentially. How much of a problem would that be?
It could certainly be a problem. I mean, they have a problem on the other side as well. The Ravens are the best tackling team in the entire NFL. That's one of the things about the Orr defense that has really worked out. They've got a 10.2% missed tackle rate for the year. And you look at PFF grades, they're way ahead. But the Steelers are the second best team.
Yeah.
But they have Patrick Queen in the middle, who's a big liability. So that's the guy the Ravens want to get level two opportunities against for Henry. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
What do you think of the offensive line on Thursday night's game?
Yeah, so I just go through it briefly. Stanley, not that great, honestly. Five pressures, a third of a quarterback hit. Ended up with a D. Every offensive lineman got penalized in this game, including Fa'alele twice. They stalled three drives with offensive line penalties, which is obviously very bad. But A- for McCary, A- for Linderbaum, they were both good. Fa'alele and Rosengard on the right side both had difficulties and were D's there. Full accounting for that's out on my website, so I don't bore people with every detail there.
Ken McCusick, FilmStudyBaltimore.com. Ken, as the MVP's race, it really starts to crank up a little bit. We saw, as Jeremy pointed out, Jared Goff had 80-something yards passing, and his team scored 50 points. This past weekend, he threw five touchdowns, and his team still won. Five interceptions. His team still won. I don't know, and I got to throw Daniels in there also from Washington. I don't know between Daniels, Josh Allen, and Lamar Jackson, I find it hard to find three players who impact their teams when losses more so than those three players.
You know why? Because you're not looking at wide receivers and running backs. That's why.
in terms of you know, their success equals win. If they don't succeed, equals loss. I don't know three players that dictate that more than those three.
Yeah, I'd agree. Daniels has a relatively low touchdown total. He's got like 10 touchdown passes or something. So I think it's Lamar all the way. In fact, I just looked at the odds across the board this morning. You'd be interested, Jeremy, but had an implied 40% roughly chance that Lamar would win the award after you take out the juice. And I think it's better than that. I think it's a great futures bet right now.
I do too. And again, I'm knocking on wood, the only way that I think he doesn't come down with this MVP award this year and make it three is if he gets hurt, because he's playing at such a high level that even if he takes a huge step back, his numbers are still going to be better than almost everybody in the league. And then you start to look at the rushing numbers as well. You in the front row.
I think Ed Porter had a great point as well, though. I agree with you, injury, but I think he can play the rest of the season and still not get it. If someone feels, you know what?
You need a lot of people to feel that way,
though. We're tired of giving it to him. Let's get, you know what I mean? The kind of the Michael Jordan effect, the LeBron James effect. We're sick of giving it to him. So let's let somebody else get it.
Okay.
It does worry me that's going to happen. Because, I mean, he's the clear choice right now.
There's clearly people that are going to do it. I just don't know that you'll have a mass majority do that.
Yeah.
He's only missed one vote in his two times.
That's crazy, isn't it?
That's incredible.
Not only has he won it twice, but only one person didn't vote for him.
And that person forgot to show up. He didn't come to work. He thought it was his day off. You know, that's what happened.
After this bye, you know, the Hamilton injury, things, what changes? I mean, I think people were expecting coaching changes, but what changes do you expect after this bye? Now they had, you know, a little break facing the division rival for the division title.
Yeah, this is the opportunity to make some changes in the secondary, make some changes. Coaching was the first one, could be included. A change in responsibilities, the soft change of responsibilities would be to have Harbaugh hawk the defensive backs, because he's been a defensive backs coach in the past, and he can look over that very closely. Stevens moving to the back end, which is something I would advocate, has already been ruled out. I think it's for now. I think there's an implied for now in there. I think it could happen at the bye week, but it's not going to happen right now, so we'll see.
Do you think they get a little mirror for Stevens' face mask?
That'd be nice.
Because he doesn't turn around, so he can see it.
Things. Yeah.
Yeah, get a little rear view there where he can check it out. So, interesting enough, as we start to look at this Ravens team and we talk about, and I think, Ed, you correct me if I'm wrong, you sent this out to the group about them playing zone versus them playing man. Do you have a preference with them defensively and what you think they're better in, or is it come as from a team-to-team standpoint and who they're playing?
Yeah, team-to-team, what your opponent's doing, who your opposing quarterback is, whether you need to contain him or not, what the situation is in the game. I mean, you want to play softer with in-zone defense, give up some short throws if you have a big lead. The Ravens have found themselves in that spot from time to time. And there are some receivers it's probably the better option against. So a handful of factors.
Yeah. Because I think the numbers he pulled up is Joe Burrow struggled against man defense.
Man, yeah. And I think they're better than man because they look very confused to me in zone. I mean, they're looking at each other. They're just looking at the Jamar Chase, that bomb that Burrow dropped in the bucket. There were three defenders there. Nobody was close in 7 yards. It was ridiculous.
Ken McCusick, filmstudybaltimore.com. Ken, looking at that All-22, man, there was a time where you could see with the Ravens, you take away the run, make Lamar Jackson the passer, pocket passer, you beat the Ravens. What is the best way now to stop the Ravens offense?
I don't know if there's a team that's figured that out yet. It's a lot of fun because Lamar, this week, for example, was under pressure 11 times, ATS 11 times, the ball lock quick 11 times. The three ways that I stratify how the quarterback is under pressure. His best, he was under pressure. 12.8 yards per throw when under pressure. So if you can get after him and he still could do that to you, I don't know how you beat him. And the Lamar mesh point with Derrick Henry is the most powerful single weapon in the NFL right now. Nobody has figured out how to decode it.
How do you feel about this game? As you look at it now, where the Ravens are the Steelers for real? I mean, we've seen them play here and there. Are they as good as their record indicates?
Probably not quite, but I'm a probabilistic guy. I'd say, 60 to 65% is the right range for a chance to win, and that's not 100, so mm-hmm. I'm worried.
So one other thing I wanted to bring up, just as far as, you look at this offense and seeing Keaton Mitchell back, what are your thoughts on how he gets, we'll get to see a little bit of him, gets implemented in this offense, and do we see more of him as the season goes on, in your opinion?
I think we'll certainly see more of him. So we've seen him as a kick returner, and that's the first thing and his biggest duty right now. And then we saw him twice in the backfield, one run, that got negated by penalty, so he still doesn't have a carry officially for the year. I think we'll see him have, maybe five carries, four carries this week. Snaps in the backfield this week. And I think we may see him a few more snaps out on the wing, as a
jet
motion kind of thing. Yeah.
Okay.
Ken McCusick, Film Study Baltimore. Tell everybody why they should join Film Study.
Sure. I mean, all kinds of stuff out there, offense, defense. You got all the podcasts you would want with 9 per week and 2 articles, one on the defense, one on the offensive line primarily.
There you go. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.